did they have to put all this crud in my newspaper? World, the arts, religion. Aha! Here it is, kicking back. Hey, who cut something out of my paper?
Not me. Not me. I'm more of a mail tamperer.
Well, don't look at me. Just because I'm holding a pair of scissors. Scissors which I need to gussy up these curtains.
Yellow. Oh, hi, Lenny. No, why would I need a ride this afternoon? Where? To the big annual, what? Lenny. Oh, well, if it was big and annual, I'm sure they'd have mentioned it in the newspaper. Yeah, it's a lazy dog dangling afternoon. But something's a little off. Hey, Marge, you don't smoke.
Well, I just felt like filling a house with the rich, satisfying smell of tobacco.
You're nuts. I gotta get some fresh air.
Yeah. Now, homie, wait.
What's wrong with you? What are you trying to hide from me? What's that smell? Onions? Chili powder? Cumin? Juicy ground chuck? It's chili! Oh, my God, I'm missing the chili cook-off! I'm missing the cook-off! It's going on right now, and I'm missing
it! All right, I was trying to keep it from you, but I had a good reason. Every time you go to that cook-off, you get drunk as a poet on payday. Remember last year?
Look at me! I'm a puffy pink cloud!
Oh, well, of course. Everything looks bad if you remember it. Now, where are my chili boots? Ah.
Okay, we'll go to the chili cook-off. But I want you to promise me you won't have any beer.
Okay, quit nagging me. I won't have any beer. Jeez, why don't you have a cigarette or something?
I suppose I could.
I'm gonna go get some vegetarian chili before they get desperate and add meat.
I'm gonna go claim some valuables at the lost and found.
Oh, look at that adorable spice rack. 8 spices. Oh, some must be doubles. Oregano. What the hell?
Marge, we're missing the chili. Less artsy, more fartsy.
Homer, I happen to like handicrafts much more than stuffing my face.
Fine, I'll come find you when I'm ready to stop having fun.
Remember your promise. No drinking.
Stupid pooper.
Howdy, howdy, Marge and Homer. Oh, my mistake. Homer's not even with you. Probably just knocking back a few refreshments.
Thank you for your concern, Helen. Homer isn't drinking today.
Oh, I think it's lovely that he said that. And that you believed him.
Now, Helen, let us not glory in Homer's binge drinking. There but for the grace of God goes Marge herself.
Oh, man, he's here. The dude with the fireproof stomach.
Oh. He said he carved it himself from a bigger spoon.
Five alarm chili, eh?
Uh-huh.
1, 2. Hey, what's the big idea?
Oh, I admit it. It's only 2 alarm. 2.5 tops. I just wanted to be a big man in front of the kids.
Daddy, are you going to jail?
We'll see, son. We'll see.
Evening, little lady. You reckon a square could get a dance?
It looks so complicated. Do you know how?
Ma'am, I wouldn't honk the honk if I couldn't tonk the tonk.
Whoa, whoa!
A bland, timid entry, suitable perhaps for patients recovering from surgery.
That's Simpson. He thinks he's the Pope of Chili Town. Well, this year I am ready for him.
Hello, Chief.
Afternoon, Homer. Care for some chili? I've added an extra ingredient just for you. The merciless peppers of Quetzalcoatlanango. Grown deep in the jungle primeval by the inmates of a Guatemalan insane asylum.
Wiggy, my chili's getting cold.
Drink.
But I need it!
Oh, lousy Wickham. Now the whole town thinks I'm a chili wuss.
Wait, mister, you're drinking a candle. You don't want to get wax in your mouth, do you?
Maybe I do, son. Maybe I do. Outstanding!
Hey, everybody, look who's back. It's the big baby. Oh, this porridge is too hot. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Want some more, do you? Well, sure. Heck, it's not my job to talk people out of killing themselves.
More, please. Good Lord, this can't be happening.
By our medical logic, steam should be shooting out of his ears.
His ears if we're lucky.
Well, Chief, don't quit your day job. Whatever that is. My finest hour. And Marge wasn't even here to see it. Ooh, I don't feel so good. Flanders, you gotta help me.
Well, sure, buddy, I'd be happy to help out. What can I do?
Diddly do diddly doodly doodly hobbity hoodly hobbity hoodly hobbity goodle gobble goodle gobble gabba gabba. Hey!
Goo goo gajoob.
Do you need some help?
Let him go, Ralph. He knows what he's doing.
I know why I'm my mouth to call him. What's happening to me?
Okay, retrace your steps. Woke up, fought with Marge, ate Guatemalan insanity peppers, then I... Oh. Where am I, Shelbyville? Ah! Man, this is crazy. I hope I didn't brain my damage. I better check my pupils. I'm gonna be leaving now. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. Note to self, stop doing anything.
Has anyone seen Homer?
Marge, better you hear it from me than some gossipy neighbor. Homer made a total jackass of himself.
Oh, Helen, that's enough. Call off your dog. Oh,
but someone had to tell her. And I got here first.
Helen, zip it.
Oh, please.
Zip.
Tim.
Zip-a-roo.
No beer, huh? I guess I know what a promise from Homer J. Simpson is worth.
Hey, buddy, get back there with the other ox. Huh? A tortoise? Follow the... This must be why I'm here. Follow the what? Follow the what? Hurry up! Ow! Get moving, you stupid... When I'm kicking you, that means hurry up! Come on! Oh, you want me to climb that, huh? No problemo. Oh! This is because I kicked you, isn't it?
Lise, check it out. Time for chili.
I saw it, Bart.
You're just mad because there's no clock in your hat.
What hat?
Ah, this baby is wasted on an idiot like you. Where's Homer?
Your father decided he'd rather come home in a taxi. Or a police car.
Marge, thank God you're here. Where's the car? Marge? Marge? Oh, now what? If you're still mad at me, I'm gonna be really mad. Come on, Marge. Will you fight fair? I never do this to you. Talk to me! Oh, I hate this place. Why am I here?
You are on a quest for knowledge.
Who said that?
Fear not, Homer. I am your spirit guide.
Hiya.
There is a lesson you must learn.
If it's about laying off the insanity peppers, I'm way ahead of you.
No, I speak of a deeper wisdom. The problem, Homer, is that the mind is always chattering away with a thousand thoughts at once.
Yeah, that's me, all right.
Clarity is the path to inner peace.
But what should I do? Should I meditate? Should I get rid of all my possessions?
Are you kidding? If anything, you should get more possessions. You don't even have a computer.
You know, I have been meaning to take a spiritual journey. And I would... Hey! Knock it off!
Sorry. I am a coyote.
Look, just give me some inner peace or I'll mop the floor with you.
Good. Your mind is in a state of readiness. So listen well. To make yourself complete, you must find your soulmate.
Soulmate?
Your kindred spirit. The one with whom you share an unspoken bond. A profound, mystical understanding.
That's it? Well, that's Marge. Big deal. Great spiritual quest, Wolfie. My soulmate is Marge.
Is it?
Hey, wait! Come back! Ah, a ghost train! And so little time to get out of the way. Now let's... No, no!
Go! Hey, get off the course, you bum! Security!
Well, golf course? Did I dream that whole thing? Maybe the desert was just the sand trap. Oh, and I bet that crazy pyramid was just a pro shop. And that talking coyote was really just a talking dog.
Hi, Homer. Find your soulmate.
Hey, wait a minute. There's no such thing as a talking dog. Damn straight.
So then I says to Mabel, I says...
Hi, kids.
I'll finish this later. Hi, Dad.
Where's your mother?
Out back.
So anyway, I says to Mabel, I says...
Hi, honey. Oh, I guess you're cranky because I didn't come home last night.
I'm cranky because my husband got drunk and humiliated me in front of the entire town. You broke your promise, Homer.
Oh, honey, I didn't get drunk. I just went to a strange fantasy world. Come on, you gotta believe me. You're my soulmate.
Don't soulmate me!
Okay. That coyote said my soulmate would understand me. But Marge doesn't understand me at all. Maybe we're not kindred spirits. We don't have anything in common. Look at these records. Jim Neighbors, Glenn Campbell, the Doodletown Pipers. Now look at her records. They stink! Oh, maybe I had that crazy dream for a reason. Wherever my soulmate is, it's not here. I always just figured my wife was my soulmate. But if it's not Marge, then who is it? Where do I begin looking?
This really goes beyond my training as a furniture salesman, sir. Now, if you don't want the sofa, I'll have to ask you to leave.
Hey, Barney, soulmate, let me buy you a beer.
Okay, but I'm not your soulmate. I'm really more of a chum.
Well, what about you, Lenny?
I'm a crony.
Carol?
I'd say acquaintance.
Godly sympathizer.
Compadre.
Associate.
Contemporary.
I'm a well-wisher, in that I don't wish you any specific harm.
Oh? Is this, GBM? Yeah. I read in the personals you were seeking a soulmate. Well, I also like rainy days and movies. Uh-huh. No, I don't like that. Or that. No, it's not that I'm afraid. I'm gonna hang up now. Bye-bye. Oh, I give up.
Find your soulmate, Homer. Find your soulmate.
Where? Where?
This is just your memory. I can't give you any new information.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew. The Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful.
That blinking light. The lighthouse keeper! The loneliest man in the world. He'll understand me. Earl. My new friend's name is Earl. Here I come, buddy. No more loneliness for Homer and Earl. A machine? Earl's a machine? Oh, that's just perfect. Homer's desperate search for a soulmate has yielded a lighthouse-keeping robot. Oh, wow.
Hey, look, is that Dad?
Either that or Batman's really let himself go.
Alone. I'm alone. I'm a lonely, insignificant speck on a has-been planet orbited by a cold, indifferent sun. A ship! A ship with people! I know. I'll bring them to me, and then they'll have to be my friends! Come here, people!
Arr, matey. Nary a warning light to be seen. 'Tis clear sailing ahead for our precious cargo.
Would that be the hot pants, sir?
Aye, the hot pants.
Well, I won't be lonely for long. What's that?
Oh, Homer! Thank goodness you're safe!
Marge?
I woke up and you weren't there and I was so worried.
Really? You were? But how did you find me?
Well, I was sure you'd be on foot, because you always say public transportation is for losers. And I was sure you'd head west because Springfield slopes down that way. And then I saw the lighthouse, and I remembered how you love blinking lights, like the one on the waffle iron.
Or that little guy on the don't walk sign.
Yeah.
Well, Marge, you really do understand me. Gee, I thought we weren't soulmates because...
We had a fight?
Right, and we don't like the same things. It's like you're from Venus.
And you're from Mars.
Oh, sure, give me the one with all the monsters.
Homer, don't you see? Our differences are only skin deep.
But our seams go right down to the bone. Maybe we do have a
profound, mystical understanding.
Hey! We do! Oh, Marge! We're number one! We're number one! In your face, Space Coyote!
Space Coyote?
Oh, my God! The ship!
We'll all be killed!
The light! We gotta get the light back on!
Jonathan Livingston Seagull! We're on the collision course! Hard to starboard!
Port?
Aye, port.
They see us! They're starting to turn!
We did it!
We sure did. Soulmate.
Look at all them hot pants.
Hey, who likes short shorts?
We like short shorts!